Australian companies are among a list of global entities which have been hit by what the government calls an audacious global hacking campaign to steal commercial secrets. Overnight, the US government pointed the finger at China, indicting two Chinese nationals, and explained what they think has happened.
This case is significant because the defendants are accused of targeting and compromising managed service providers, or MSPs. MSPs are firms that are trusted to store, process, and protect commercial data, including intellectual property and other confidential business information. When hackers gain access to MSPs, they can steal sensitive business information that gives competitors an unfair advantage.
That's the US Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein speaking overnight. He was standing alongside FBI Director Christopher Wray, who outlined the sorts of companies that have been targeted.
The list of victim companies reads like a who's who of the global economy. From biotechnology, agriculture, to healthcare, from oil and gas exploration, to NASA.
The Australian government has acknowledged that domestic companies are among those hacked. The National Cybersecurity Advisor and head of the Australian Cybersecurity Centre, Alistair McGibbon, is with me this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
What is the scale of this?
Well, as you said in your introduction, this is an audacious global campaign run by a group that worked on behalf of the Ministry of State Security of the Chinese government. It is global in scale and very significant.
Have we seen anything of this order before?
Look, not to my knowledge. This is audacious, it is huge, and it impacts potentially thousands of businesses globally. We know there are victims in Australia. We know that these managed service providers, as trusted IT providers for companies and governments all around the world, have unique access. Once they are compromised by this particular actor, APT-10, working on behalf of the Chinese government, they can gain access to commercial secrets. This isn't about espionage. This is about stealing the unique aspects of economies in order to advance another one. And that essentially takes food from the people of Australia. It helps them compete in a way that we can't. And it actually means that, as I say, food is taken from Australian tables.
Which Australian companies have been affected by this?
Well, we know of several, Hamish, but we won't name them. This is a very sophisticated campaign. It is very difficult to detect. We have released today some information about a case study of one of the companies that we worked with to prove that there are Australian victims and to give the Australian public insight into the type of work we do with those companies, but we won't be naming them.
They know, though, presumably.
Yes, as soon as we know, we notify those companies and we work with them.
So when were these Australian companies informed?
Well, this actually goes back a couple of years. They were informed in 2016 by recollection and 2017. So this is an ongoing campaign. We don't do these things lightly. As the Foreign Minister and the Home Affairs Minister said in their statement today, when it's in our interests, we will go and talk about this publicly. That's what we're doing today. We tend to work, of course, with victim companies and victim governments much more quietly to help them fix their problems. This is a call to action for all businesses and all governments in Australia that if not this threat actor, then it will be another. We have a significant amount of information on cyber.gov.au for MSPs, those who provide outsourced IT services, and those companies and governments that consume those outsourced IT services. This is a call to action. This is time for us to lift our cyber defences in this country against not just this threat actor, but all cyber threat actors.
You've just indicated that you talk about this when it is in your interest to do so. Why now? Given that this happened a couple of years ago, by the sounds of things.
Well, Hamish, it's like when you go to the doctor with a sore throat. They don't go to radical surgery straight away. They start with telling you to go home and have a good sleep. We have worked very hard in the background to try to dislodge this threat actor from a whole range of companies, not just in Australia, but around the world. And it has not worked. The only way we can do this now is to go public and to urge companies and governments to lift their act. There is fantastic architectural and policy advice that we have on cyber.gov.au on how to minimise the threat from this particular threat actor and all cyber threat actors. And it's time now to use this as a point of inflection in how we protect our economy, in what should be technologies that help advance our society and our economy. They should not be a threat, and it's time for us to change the way we do our business.
So is this threat under control or not?
Well, look, the sky isn't falling, Hamish. We've been working against this particular threat actor and will continue to do so. It isn't just this one. It is an environment where cyber criminals and some nation states choose not to act in a way that we as more law-abiding citizens will. Our job is to help work with governments and companies to reduce the threat. There's simple things we can do to reduce harm, and that's what we try to do.
How many Australian companies were compromised as part of this particular attack?
Well, we know of a number of companies in Australia. The trouble with it is it's such a sophisticated hack. Let me try to explain that. If I outsource my IT to a trusted company and that company is compromised, then it's very difficult for me to see improper and illegal behaviours because it's a transaction between me and a company I've contracted. So if this particular threat actor, APT10, working on behalf of the Ministry of State Security in China, compromised a company that I outsourced my IT to, it's very, very hard for me to find them doing their illegal acts, stealing my commercial secrets.
Sure.
That's the sophistication of this. It is very subtle, very audacious, and extremely concerning.
Sure. You'll understand, though, we're trying to establish some clarity around the scale of this from an Australian perspective. Are we talking about dozens of companies? Are we talking about hundreds of companies? I mean, presumably it's medium to large-sized businesses that are outsourcing this kind of work to managed service providers.
Look, it's a great question, I'm actually not trying to avoid it, Hamish. It's very hard for us to know. We know of a number of companies. What we don't know is essentially what we don't know.
So we don't know how many?
No, we don't. We do know of actual companies that were compromised by this threat actor here in this country, and we have worked to help secure those companies. What we don't know is, based on the sophistication of this particular hack, on who else might be affected by it. And that's why we've got to go public. That's why we have to give advice, but for both the customers of these outsourced IT providers and the IT providers themselves. Those two halves working together will dramatically reduce not just this threat, but the threat from other nation states. And today we've called out someone acting on behalf of the Chinese government. We've called out Russia in the past, Iran and North Korea. There are criminal groups that do this too. So it's not just about this threat actor. It's about threat actors generally and what they do to us as Australians as we try to go about competing on a global stage in a fair fight. It's unfair when people steal commercial secrets from Australian businesses.
Have Australian government agencies been subject to this as well?
Look, not to our knowledge. Part of this has to do with how you architect your outsourced IT providers. But I'm not going to tell you with a hand on heart to say that Australian government agencies haven't been affected because, again, I'll go back to the sophistication of this hack. We will diligently, of course, work with government and private sector entities to try to determine whether there is more victimisation in Australia or whether we've detected all that there was. We don't know, but we need to work with the community.
It is possible that Australian government agencies have been subject to this.
Well, we just don't know. We don't know. Government departments tend to outsource their IT in a different way. There are really good architectural things you can do to still outsource your IT. I'm not against that, by the way, but you can do it in a way that is much safer. And we have ample, really good advice on cyber.gov.au for those who provide outsourced IT services and those who consume it, whether they're business or government.
Australia has an agreement struck between the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to not steal each other's commercial secrets. What is that agreement worth?
Well, what we're calling out today would indicate that the actions are not in line with what was signed. And part of this is providing international pressure to help establish a set of norms on what type of behaviours we expect of all countries on the internet.
But, I mean, it doesn't seem like that agreement has achieved very much, has it?
Well, establishing norms online is a journey. I don't think anyone's going to say that countries know how to operate online. It's a newer technology, but there are expectations that the public have on how governments should behave. And what's being called out today, not just by Australia, but a whole range of countries, is that that we believe that APT 10, working on behalf of the Chinese government, has not acted appropriately.
Can we connect this with the very strong current of concern that has emerged from our intelligence agencies, from different parts of government in Australia, to the involvement of a company like Huawei, a Chinese tech firm, being involved in the rollout of Australia's 5G network?
No, these are really separate issues. This is about the theft of commercial secrets by a group acting on behalf of the Ministry of State Security in China. And really, there are things, this is really about what we can do as a domestic economy to protect ourselves against not just this threat, but other threats as well.
But does it not add credibility to the Australian decision to block Chinese companies from involvement there?
Well, look, my focus today is on how we protect Australian businesses against this, not just this particular threat actor, very sophisticated threat actor, by the way, that has caused global harm, not just in Australia, but we need to act to protect our systems. And what the advice we're giving to Australian business and the economy today is how to protect yourself against this and other threats.
Why is it, if it's a state actor that is delivering these attacks, why is it up to individual businesses to protect themselves? I mean, isn't that a responsibility of government and government agencies?
Well, people say cybersecurity is a team sport. We don't control the systems, you know, and many people would say, thank goodness, of the economy. We can help protect directly, of course, government agencies. We work really collegiately with a whole range of big and small businesses. And our efforts at, as an Australian cybersecurity centre through our joint cybersecurity centres located all across the country is to work with businesses and governments, by the way, local and state and territory, to help raise their cybersecurity defences. But we can't do that alone. No one who works in cybersecurity thinks government alone can do this. We think we're getting better. I know we're getting better. And that is how we cooperate with, communicate with, and work with private sector and government agencies on addressing a communal mutual threat, in this case, from a threat actor called APT 10 that have now been charged by the US government with theft of commercial secrets, not just in the US, but around the world.
I'm talking to Alistair McGibbon, the head of Australia's Cybersecurity Centre. It is 12 minutes to 7. Alistair McGibbon, has Australia counterattacked?
No, this is about how we raise our own defences. This is about how we can architect our computers at the business practices that we have. This is simple stuff. We don't need to go about any type of offensive activity to protect ourselves here. What we need to do is still use outsourced IT providers. I mean, many governments and a lot of companies rely upon them. They're good businesses, but they need to do business better, and we need to contract them better as governments and as businesses.
Alistair McGibbon, thank you very much for your time this morning.